have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. Welcome to the show. It's Monday again. Already. It's weird how right after every Sunday come Monday. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down. Rainy days and Mondays. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE. And we have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to BuyMeACoffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk and Bond JLP Cash App. Bar JLP Cash App. One other thing, some of you are busy and you don't have the time to sit and just watch the show, but you like to hear as it is happening, live as it is happening. You can do that by going to TalkStream Live on your iPhone or iPad and listen to the show no matter what you're doing, where you are. Even if you're in Texas and you're an illegal alien, and at this point you're like taking over the hotels, you're part of a gang, illegal alien gang from Salvador or wherever they're from, and you're taking over Honduras or wherever, and you're taking over the hotels and apartment buildings, you could be listening to the show. And then when you finally settle with taking over the hotels, you could watch it live on podcasts. See? So that way, you don't have to stop your crime. By listening to the show on 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And you can always podcast. Let's say you're too tired after you robbed everybody. You ran them away from the buildings, and now you're just tired. You don't feel like whatever. You can podcast the show, all right? Oh, amazing. When I think about that, and I think about the fact that our own government, not some stranger, not some other government, though they participated, but our own government, deliberately, not by accident, not because the people broke in, but that our own government, the Democrats and the right-o Republicans, invited in criminals, people from prisons of other countries. They invited them in, opened up the floodgates and said, come on in. We got you. That our own government brought in people that now robbing and stealing and killing and putting American lives at risk. Your own government. Think about that. Smoke on that one. And they did it for the vote and the money, not for any other reason, not for good, period. That's mind-blowing when you think about it. And you want this government to tell you that you are guilty of something that your son do, and you going to jail too, and you applaud it. What the? But anyway, it is Monday. And though we take all calls, but we take the ladies' call first on Monday. When they call it, we go right to them. Every Monday. And we'll always be Female Monday. All my life, I had to fight. I love irritating.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life, I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
What a mess! 888-775-3773. There's one line open. It's filling up already, but one line open. You want to jump in there? Yesterday, amazing. It was just yesterday's fellowship. I've never pre-planned a fellowship. In 35 years of doing them, I never pre-planned them. And I've always waited to see what would happen in our fellowship. I'll jot down some things I hear about running to blah, 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 but I never planned the meetings, Sunday morning fellowships. And I always have waited just to see what the Lord say, right? What happens? And so far, I've never been disappointed. Yesterday's fellowship brought it home, laid it out, shook it up, turned it around, back and forward, up and down, and brought it home. The Lord was up in there, as the blacks would say. The Lord was up in there. It was so, I can't find the word, as my producer's telling me right now. It was beyond comprehension. I want to use words like blessing, amazing, but I can't find the right word. I want to use the word like grace or whatever Joel used, the other word, I forgot. But it was amazing. If you want one little iota of want to be free, oh, yeah, grace and mercy was there yesterday. Both of them were there. Grace and mercy and faith, all three of Joel's women were there. He black. If you didn't catch it yesterday and you at all are just a little sick of your misery, you're just a little sick of your fears or your worries or your doubt, your fake life, you should tune in podcast yesterday's fellowship. But at rebuildingaman.com/church. rebuildingaman.com/church. But if you don't, you know, like, you love your hell, you love your misery, you love your fears, you love your doubt, you love your fake life, you stay where you are. It's only for those who really, really want to overcome. It was like sugar and spice and everything nice. So check it out, rebuildingaman.com/church. And we dealt with last week biblical question. Why are you afraid not to trust your thoughts? Why are you afraid not to trust your thoughts? And every human being, until they start to wake up and finally catch on to what's really going on, realize what's really going on, every human being is afraid not to trust his or her thought. Every human being, there's not one. Except when you wake up and you really see what's going on, right? But every human being is afraid to not trust their thought. They trust their thought. Isn't that like amazing? Think about it. Every human being on this planet, except for those who started to wake up, and they still somewhat trusted, but at least they know something going on. Trust their thought. They're afraid not to trust their thought. They consult with the thought. They listen to the thought. And the thought brings them nothing but deception. The thoughts are always a setup. It never works, and it never will. Isn't that amazing? It tell you, well, your problem, you know what? Your problem is you need to get married. Your problem is you need a woman or you need a man or you need love or you need children. And then you go and get the children, get married, meet the woman at the bar, at the church or wherever, and then you get married and then you make children. All you catch is hell. That's all you get. And the thought like, oh, I made a fool out of you. And now you're miserable. You're fighting. Your kids are being taken away from you by the woman that has your children, had your children. And then you know what the thoughts tell you after that? What, Jesse? They tell you, you know what? You need another wife or another husband. That's the wrong one. You made the wrong choice. You need another one. And you're like, oh, okay. And you divorce that one or leave her, him or her, and you go and get another one because you're still consulting with the thought because you're afraid not to trust your thought. You're afraid not to. And so the thought said, get a new one. This is the wrong one. Husband or wife or boyfriend or girlfriend. And you say, okay. And you go get another one. And the same old fight starts all over again. And then the thought say, oh, that's the wrong one too. You're like, yeah, I'm going to go over to the church and find one. A good Christian woman. And then the thought say, yeah, that's right. Go get you a good Christian woman. And you go over to the church and get you a good Christian woman. And what do you catch? Or man, in the women cases. And where do you catch more hell? But you still consult and believe the thought. You're afraid not to trust the thought. You're afraid to say, you know what? This time, I'm just not going to trust thought and just see what happened. Why don't you see what happened? You're afraid to see what happened because the thought made you afraid to see what, well, if you don't do this or that, this is what's going to happen. And now you're afraid not to do anything. What the? And then the thought tell you, you know, you need to compete. You need to be in competition with the world. You need a bigger house. You need a bigger car. You need more money. You need more this and more that and more this and more that. And you're like, yeah, that's right. And then you go and stretch yourself out. And then sometime you get it. And once you get it, and everybody like, yeah, right on, you got it. And then they walk away, and then the thought tell you, that ain't it either. And when you're back, lonely, crying, desperate, fear, you're like, what the? And then the thought tell you, you need a new car because you're afraid to trust your thought. you're afraid not to trust. Why don't you give it a try one day, like a whole week? This week, I'm not going to trust the thoughts, and I'm going to see what happens as a result of not trusting them. Why don't you just try it? It's going to be scary even trying it. Because the fear that you're feeling in trying just not to trust the thought, afraid of what's going to happen, what will may not happen, not even you either. Those are this. That's the fear of the thoughts, because you might find them out that's really not you, and they will have to leave you. And they don't want that. They need a human body to dwell in, a human body to live in. Otherwise, they're non-existent. They don't have a human form. You can't see them. They don't exist. And you're afraid of being without them. You literally are afraid to be without demons in your imagination and emotion. You're afraid not to do it. You just love your misery. You love it. You love your misery so much that if anybody else try to overcome theirs that you know, you hear about, or you know, you're going to work overtime to make sure they don't overcome their misery. Because Satan is your God, your identity. Amazing, huh? But check it out, yesterday's fellowship. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. It was deep. It was like too deep. It was bringing home deep. Brand new biblical question. I have a brand new biblical question, and it's another doozy. So I get my biblical questions from everywhere. I listen to other people talk when I'm out and about. Here's what they're saying. I hear the hosts on my network here, James and Joel and Nick and others. There's people who call into their show. Sometimes they say things. I'm like, oh, that's interesting. Or I maybe read a book, which I do once in a while. I'll be like, and I'll read something or hear something. I'm like, oh, that's a good biblical question. I mean, so that's where I get. And sometimes I just, things come to me on my own. Not on my own, but to me. And the biblical questions come from everywhere. This is a doozy, though. All of them are doozy. This is a doozy on top of the doozy that made the doozy. Doozy, doozy, doozy. The brand new biblical question, are you one with yourself? Are you one with yourself? Are you one with yourself? Isn't that an amazing question? Yes, Jesse, that is an amazing question. Are you one with yourself? So check it out, RebuildingTheMan.com/church for the fellowship yesterday. All are invited every Sunday. The ladies form this Thursday, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. Believe it or not, it's the third Thursday coming this week of the month. So come on down, ladies. Some of you may have heard, unless you've been on a rock or somewhere, you're so depressed, you just don't care. According to the reports, allegedly, another assassination attempt upon the great white hope, Donald Trump. This is one of the most amazing stories and one of the most life experiences I've had in the time that I've been on this earth. Think about this. According to this report, this is within two months or so, assassination attempts upon Donald Trump. One man, one president. two. And it's just absolutely mind-blowing to me. It's also mind-blowing for me to me that they can't get him. Because he like Jesus. They get around him, but they don't see him. It's mind-blowing. Think about this. Two, not one, but two, according to reports, assassination attempts upon the Great White Hope. Does that not remind you of all the attempts that was tried upon Jesus? Remember how they tried to kill him several times, but multiple times, but he was able to get away. He was able to get away. Just like the Great White Hope so far. What the? Another attempt. He was out, according to report, playing golf. Just doing his thing. Ain't bothering nobody. And then another thing I noticed, for whatever reason, now I just noticed it, might not mean anything, but on both of these assassination attempts, and it seemed to happen with school shooting and everything, it seemed to be little Weasley white guys. Little Weasley white guy, no muscles, no friends. They just look like, hate said, whatever, Jesse. But have you noticed they're like little Weasley white guys? Like they didn't look like their dad and mama wasn't right when they were growing up. They had no daddy. And then going through high school, they had no friends. And I'm wondering out loud to myself, but out loud, who is encouraging these little Weasley white guys to, according to a report, allegedly attempt to kill a president? What are they saying to these guys? Who is behind this? And how do they find these little Weasley white guys? They never get big muscle white guys to do it. It's always homely guys. Have y'all noticed that? Depressed. Sometimes they have long ponytails. And they have blonde hair. But they ain't got nobody to play with. What the? I thought blonde people have more fun. So there was a second assassination attempt upon the Great White Hope. Watch this from Fox 61. This happened yesterday, according to the report. Watch this.
The FBI investigating a second assassination attempt against former President Donald Trump, this time at his golf course in Florida. Secret Service reported shots fired at 1:30 p.m. Sunday outside Trump International Golf Club where Trump was playing. A Secret Service advance team spotted the gunman before they opened fire.
What they do is they have an agent that jumps one hole ahead of time to where the president was at. And he was able to spot this rifle barrel, stick it out of the fence, and immediately engage that individual, at which time the individual took off.
The suspect tried to flee in a black Nissan. A witness reported the license plate to police.
We were able to get a hit on that vehicle on I-95 as it was headed into Martin County. And they spotted the vehicle and pulled it over and detained the guy.
Along the fence line where the suspect was hiding, Secret Service found an AK-47 style rifle with a scope, two backpacks, and a GoPro.
Amazing. I am very concerned for the president. Not worry, but concerned. Somebody, somewhere, don't want him to be the next president of this country. They don't want it. And we still have until November. I would pray for his protection, y'all. Even though he reminded me so much of Jesus. I thought I saw Jesus. But this is insane. It's evil. But they don't want him to be president. And now they're saying, we gotta get more security around him. You think? So far, according to a report, the president is doing fine. The shooter's position and comments from Biden, Harris, and Vince. Watch this from Fox 61 again.
The shooter's position within striking distance of the former president.
Probably between 300 and 500 yards. But with a rifle and a scope like that, that's not a long distance.
Trump was not hurt. President Biden and Vice President Harris were both briefed and issued statements saying they're thankful for Trump's safety. J.D. Vance also posted on X that he spoke to Trump, who was, quote, in good spirits. It's not clear when the alleged assassin started trailing the former president. Sunday's round of golf was not on his public schedule. The FBI and Secret Service are handling the investigation.
Amazing. Can you imagine that guy, the accused shooter, was able to get that close to Donald Trump? To the president? And the suspect, I wanted you to see how weaselly and white he is. Don't they have big guys that want to do that kind of stuff? All in the weaselly, depressed, lonely white man who grew up with no friends. The suspect identified as Ryan Wesley Ruth. And his son said, he's a good man. Watch this from the Sydney Morning Herald.
The suspected gunman in an alleged attempted assassination of Donald Trump has been identified as Ryan Wesley Routh, a 58-year-old father from Hawaii. So far, a motive for the attempted attack, which took place at the former president's golf course, has been unclear. Routh's son, Oren Routh, has told CNN his father was a good man. I don't know what's happened in Florida, he said, and I hope things have just been blown out of proportion, because from the little I've heard, it doesn't sound like the man I know to do anything crazy, much less violent. Oren Routh went on to say he's a good father and a great man. Ryan Wesley Routh was convicted in 2002 of possessing a weapon of mass destruction, according to the North Carolina Department of Adult Correction online records. A News and Records story from 2002 says a man with the same name was arrested after a three-hour standoff with police.
Good man that's trying to allegedly kill the president, right? You're not going to believe it, but yes, you will believe it. But let me just say this first. Evil is like real prevalent in America today. It used to be somewhat hidden away because the men and women who were of truth then in the good old days, they wouldn't tolerate evil. And now evil is being tolerated under the umbrella of anger. The umbrella of anger. Anger is evil. And anyone that has anger is evil. And anyone that has anger is desperate. And a desperate man or woman would do anything to satisfy their own thrill, their own ego. And y'all been pushing anger, saying that it's good and it's needed and it's necessary. And it's not. A quick break. 888-77-JESSE. Back in a moment.
Thank you. Hey, listen, before I ask my question, I want to thank you so much. The silent prayer, you know, I'm 50 years old. At home, we have a 16-year-old, 14-year-old, and a 10-year-old. And I got to tell you, introducing the silent prayer to my family, instead of just sitting down and saying the same old prayer over and over again before we eat our meal, to just be silent, bringing all thoughts into captivity. Brother, that has been such a huge, huge blessing in our lives. I just want to encourage anyone to try that out. It's amazing to look around after we've done our silent prayer before we eat, to see the excitement in my kids' faces, like, oh yeah, Dad, I had a bunch today. Or the other one will be like, yeah, you know, I had a couple things that I've been thinking about. It really takes root, Jesse. And so I want to thank you so much. And ever since then, it's been absolutely amazing. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Tony. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. You're going to know God and His love. It's going to be amazing, man. Okay, welcome back. 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. Before I go to your phone calls and super chats, I want to remind you, Hake is back. He's back. There he is over there. Y'all see him? There he is. Get ready for the hate news. Hey. Not the fake news.
Thanks, Nick.
He's the world's greatest grandpa.
I finally wore it.
Where are you getting it from?
Well, you know, I won't say.
Right. The world's greatest grandpa is back. And he wasn't out because of a beta back this time. But it was out because of no muscles.
Oh, Weasley white guy with no friends and no muscles.
Why is it? It seems to me that it's these little weaselly, white, lonely guys, no muscles, blonde hair, that tend to do these types of crime. Shoot up schools and
right.
Try to kill the president, allegedly, and all that.
Because they're brooding and they have no outlet for their anger.
That's what it is.
And then they get in their heads, too. And they come up with crazy ideas, and they have no friends to bounce, to set them a little bit more straight, even if there are bad friends and taking them down the wrong path.
Right.
They have there's like a little bit of sense that non-Weasley people can benefit from.
And I noticed that these little Weasley white guys, they know technology really well. Like the guy on the roof, apparently he knew technology, so he knew how to do the gun thing and how to the videos and everything. And so that this, according to the report, this little weasel white guy.
I heard that the roof guy, the guy on the roof,
yeah,
used drones.
See there?
How do you know how to work a drone?
Because you're a weasel white guy, you got nothing else to do. Nobody would play with you, so you got to find something to do.
Enterprising and talented.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amazing. So you're back.
Indeed.
You miss your show?
Yeah.
Why, that's not believable.
Because there was a hesitation and like a low energy response.
It was. So the Hake Report is back today at 9 a.m. from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. Check them out. Welcome back.
Thanks.
And he's back. He was back here on Sunday, too, so he's back. From 9 to 11, check it out. And then at 11 this morning, and every morning except Friday, Joel Friday TV. He black at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And at 2 p.m. Pacific time, Punch It TV. Punch It TV. And they're doing a live episode today at 2 p.m. You don't want to miss it. On YouTube and Punchy.TV. There you go. Punchy.TV. You don't want to miss that. And ladies, the latest form. Oh, no. And then 4 p.m. I forgot. The American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby. Not Russia Anchor Baby. Not, what's the name of that country where the black people eat the chicken?
Haitian.
Haitian Anchor Baby. But the American Anchor Baby. At 4 p.m. today, Pacific time. 4 p.m. You don't want to miss it, right? I was thinking, hey, is that so the little reason the white guys go out and try to kill presidents and shoot up school, but the blacks, the lonely black people kill one another. They just like gang members and violent. They kill everybody in the neighborhood.
Yeah, true.
They don't go to the schools. Once in a while, you may hear they went to the schools. But they just go around the neighborhood and kill each other.
Yeah.
I wonder which is best, to kill each other or to go shoot up a school or allegedly the president. White people do everything different than everybody else.
True. It's like it's better optics or something for the blacks. I mean, they're black, so they get better optics anyway. They get better media coverage or lack of coverage. But it's not really good for them not to get attention for the black-on-black crime. I mean, not that attention is going to solve anything, really.
Right.
But it's an interesting difference.
It is. Everything, white people like have their own world. Mm-hmm. They have their own reality of the way they want to do everything. Yeah. And it's totally different from the abnormal people.
I mean, there are these blacks who get into either Nation of Islam or Israelite stuff. And then some who stray back away from that and get isolated,
right?
They might sometimes go off and kill a bunch of Jews or cops or whites or whatever.
Oh.
Like the Baton Rouge shooter.
Oh, yeah.
Who
oh, yeah.
shot up a bunch of cops.
Right. What a mess.
Yeah.
Joel said, Joel Friday, TV, he black. He said, whites are deranged. And blacks are dumb.
Whoa.
That's what Joel said. Now, y'all can get on him about that at 11. I'm just beating it. So you can get on him at 11 about it. And he said that Mexicans are emotional. And Chinamen are betas.
Get Joel. Metaphorically of speaking.
Right. Y'all can talk to him about this on his show at 11 a.m. this morning. He the one said this, not me. I'm just repeating it.
I disavow.
So one last thing about this attempted assassination upon the Great White Hope. What a mess. Just think about it. What a mess. So according to this report, MSNBC blamed the second assassination attempt against Trump on Trump. Somebody's saying this on MSNBC, apparently. Watch this.
Yeah. Do you expect there to be calls from within the Trump campaign to do that? Because he's going to reach out to his supporters and say, let's take this down. We do not know, again, the source of any gunshot or gunshots. We don't know who's responsible for this. The whole thing has yet to be 100% confirmed.
What is she saying? I didn't quite understand what she was saying. Is there a call from the Republican? The Trump campaign to do what? Can you play that again? It wasn't clear.
Yeah. Do you expect there to be calls from within the Trump campaign to do that?
To do what?
Because he's going to reach out to his supporters and say, let's take this down. We do not know, again, the source of any gunshot or gunshots. We don't know who's responsible for this. The whole thing has yet to be 100% confirmed.
I'm not sure what she's saying. Is there a call to do that?
Yeah, me either.
So I can't say because I don't know what she's saying.
Some people were speculating that she meant fabricated. Was it fabricated by the Trump campaign or something like that? But I don't know what she meant.
Yeah, but maybe we should have gotten her first words as like before she asked, do you think there's a Trump to do that? We didn't get the statement may lead it up to that. So I don't know. I can't comment because I'm not sure what she's saying. But I wouldn't be surprised, not that this is what she's saying, right? But I would not be surprised if the enemies of Trump try to blame somebody in the Trump whole campaign thing or some of his supporters or something, like a setup. I wouldn't be surprised if the Democrats say something like that. But I don't know what she's saying because it's not clear at all. What the? 888-775-3773-888-77-JESSE. My producer's working overtime right now to try to clear that up. What was she saying? Is there a call for what? Let me go to Nikki out of Canada. Nikki, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Nikki.
It's a pleasure talking to you today.
Thank you. You too. Thanks for calling.
So I'm calling because, well, you've asked me to call in regarding a super chat that I sent in on a Friday.
Okay.
I said, I want to get this off my chest. This year, I've embodied the truth instead of knowing it intellectually. I don't seek the truth the way I used to. It's almost like it's seeking me.
And when you say you embodied it, what does that mean?
So I've embodied the truth this year by being present as much as I can remember to be.
Uh-huh.
Number two is that I sorry, I'm a little nervous. Well, not me, my body, I feel.
Relax.
Like. Yeah.
Take a breath.
Okay. Thank you.
Go ahead.
Okay. So I stay present as much as I can remember to be. I keep my eyes on myself at all times, which was hard at the beginning because I would catch myself thinking of someone else, yeah. Or I would think or judge whether my boyfriend is doing the right thing or not, you know, but it's none of my business to think of
someone else,
really.
Absolutely.
And then number three is that I only speak of things that I know to be true. So I'm not going to repeat something someone said just to sound smart or wise because I'm actually as dumb as a rock.
But, amazing.
Yeah.
That's
so
amazing, Nikki.
Thanks. But so you ask a question like, who am I? You know, if I say that I am nothing, I'm unbound, I'm free, imperishable, everlasting, I'm the unborn spirit. You know, this all comes from having a direct experience that showed me that I am. And a direct experience is when I'm in the silent prayer and I inquire, who am I? And through that, all things are revealed. And last but not least, I've embodied the truth because I'm very, very, very sincere. I want to be free. In fact, I'm already free. It's just all the thoughts, the doubts, projections, ideas, concepts was hiding my true self, my true nature.
Amazing. Will you stay with it, and okay. It will be made clearer and clearer and clearer. You will have a clear mind.
Right.
Amazing. Stay
Amazing.
With it. So, what are your one last thing before you wrote? What does your boyfriend say about this new Nikki?
What does he say about it? I don't know, really. he sees the change in me. He knows that I've changed so much.
Oh, okay.
It's unbelievable, but...
How old are you?
I don't know. I'm 27.
Right on. You're blessed to be so young and waking up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, stay with it, Nikki. Amazing call. Thank you.
Awesome. Have a good day.
All right. Nice. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. And there are men and women working on themselves. These women not sitting around waiting for some man. A man is not going to save you. You got to do what males got to do to overcome. You must see for yourself you have this anger. Anger is evil. Anger separates you from the light. It separates you from God. And then you got to go and forgive your mama. And forgive your fathers for not protecting you from your mamas. And God will forgive you, ladies, and make you free in the same way you would do the man. If you never see a man or had a man or know a man, you forgive, you'll be free too. No man can make you free. Only God can do that. Really. No human being can make another human being free. Period. Josh is a first-time caller out of Nevada. Josh, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
How exciting, Jesse. I'm very pleasure to meet you, sir. How are you?
Thank you, Josh. All is well. Thanks for calling.
You know, before the topic of what you're talking about today came up and before the assassination, you know, everybody likes to call us racist and all that, but kind of funny, if you go watch, if you get on YouTube and you go watch like old Price is Right, you know, and you see black people and white people, it's just amazing to me that, you know, growing up, I'm about the same age as you, Jesse. There was no racism then.
Right.
That shows from like the 70s and the 80s. Everybody was so happy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it just kills me. Just kills me how this rhetoric today has blown everything out of proportion. And another topic I wanted to bring up.
Let me just say that it's amazing to me. I never expected that we would go from that to this. You would think the country would have come closer and grew closer, but it divided like I never expected it. And I never expected to do what has happened in my country. It's crazy.
I'm sorry this has happened, Jesse. What a miserable time it is.
Yeah,
you know.
It's
funny, you know, all the black people that are complaining and all the white people or all the beta males complaining. I just challenge them. Go watch Old Price is Right. You would rethink about maybe what you're saying. You know.
And that's the problem too. That's the problem. Most people do not go and know for themselves. They just take somebody else's word and they run with that, and they never find out if it's true or not for themselves.
You know, it would be great. I wish Joe Rogan would sit with you.
Amazing.
I think he would eat Joe Rogan alive, personally.
Amazing. Well, I appreciate your call, Josh.
Hey, can you, how do I, I just recently been really watching you. How do I learn the silent prayer, Jesse?
Oh, go to rebuildingtheman.com/prayer.
All right, bro.
Rebuildingtheman.com/prayer. Go to there and it will show you how to do it.
All right, Jesse. Hey, the world is blessed with you in it, man, and I really appreciate everything that you're doing. And I love your sense of humor. I get it.
Thank you, Josh. I appreciate
God
that, man.
God bless you, sir.
But give me a call again. Do the silent prayer. If you have any questions about it, let me know.
Yes, sir.
All right, buddy. Nah, he's from the old school. He know. It wasn't like this growing up. Racism did not exist. There was no word called racism. The whole thing is made up. And y'all fall for it. Y'all fall for it. Why don't you be free? What's wrong with just living your life? What's wrong? Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, Geloda Great One bought three coffees. Hey, Jesse, I was so lost and couldn't see for so long. For years, I was trying to make a single mother my wife and make another man's kids hers too, my family. Nothing went right. There was always some type of friction and situation in my life for most of that time. I started watching you and got out of that mess. I was sinning and serving the devil blindly and didn't know it. Thanks, Jesse.
You're welcome. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. How come my camera lens have a thing across it?
It's just a it's just an alert for the operator.
Okay.
Yeah.
Stay with it. Amazing. Thank you.
Ryan bought a coffee. I saw the mess about the dirt cookies they eat in Haiti. Port-au-Prince? More like Port-au-Potty. Keep up the good work. God bless you all.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Amazing.
Thank you, Ryan. I disavow. Retro Memento bought a coffee. Hello, JLP and crew. I bought a few coffees and commented late on Friday. This morning, Sunday, I made some corrections. Will you please read the edited latest version? I think it is more clearly stated and a little more pithy. I tried to be pithy. Thank you for your time. Best wishes to y'all.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Retro Memento.
Nice.
And he bought three coffees, and he edited his coffees to say, since we've been on the subject of migrant hell bestowing us, this is a reminder to the destruction caused, not all, but what I feel are mostly radical racist blacks south of Atlanta, i.e., does Farrakhan Fawny Willis ring a bell? These ruination types were assembled from s-hole places all over the world. I once lived in a quiet and law-abiding area with a population 3,000. Now there are hundreds of thousands of militants who have further blighted the area with their conglomeration of an unconstitutional black city. They named it the City of South Fulton.
Piffy. This ain't Piffy. This is a book.
Thank you.
Amazing. Thank you.
Retro Memento.
Keep it Piffy, Retro Memento.
My country is gone.
It is.
Crying emoji.
It's definitely gone. Unfortunately, I use the word unfortunate, but I don't know for sure if it's unfortunate or not. But America is gone. There's no more America. We are now a third world country. James, can you imagine that? I don't know if you've seen the news story where in Texas, they're doing what they're doing in Colorado. They're taking over the hotels and things. Can you imagine these people that came in, the illegals? Can you imagine our government brought these people in for this to happen? Isn't that like mind-blowing?
It is crazy.
Our own government brought them in.
They don't really mind it happening as long as they can keep it tamped down, the word of it tamped down. If word gets out and gets too much, then they'll get voted out by even the liberals.
I hope so, but we'll wait and see that.
True.
What but a mess. Thank you.
Thank you, Retro Memento. Talking about this city of South Sharpton. They want to make a city of South Sharpton. Quite? Maybe. Not sure. The Observer of Thoughts with a Twitch chat. Good afternoon, Bond. Amazing yesterday.
Thank you. Amazing. I appreciate it. Let me take a quick break. 2 more hours to go. One line open. 888-77-JESSE. The hate news, not the fake news, coming up right now. And I'll be back in a moment. One line open. I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They're using them. And blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to rebuildingtheman.com if you want an autographed copy or call 800-411-2663.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Female Monday, September 16th, AD 2024. The lines are full, guys. JLP will be right back to your calls. And we will get to the rest of the Super Chats sooner or later. Thank you, guys. But first, fake news, not fake news. Not Commie Nonsense Network, but the far-left extremist outlet AP. They're reporting about the apparent assassination attempt on Donald J. Trump, our greatest president, who is safe following what the liberal FBI says, quote, appears to be an attempted assassination, unquote, while playing golf 2 months after another attempt on his life, the first one, at a rally in PA, Pennsylvania. The first one, the first prominent one. While playing, local authorities said U.S. Secret Service agents protecting our greatest president, Trump, fired their guns at a man pointing an AK-style rifle with a scope as Trump was playing one of his Florida golf courses in West Palm Beach, Florida. The law enforcement officials said the man who pointed the rifle and was arrested is Ryan Wesley Routh, or Ruth, R-O-U-T-H. The officials, more like Ryan Weasley Ruth Routh, the officials identified the suspect to the Associated Press on condition of anonymity because they were not authorized to discuss the ongoing investigation. What has Trump said since the attempt? In an email to supporters, Trump stated, quote, "There were gunshots in my vicinity, but before rumors start spiraling out of control, I want you to hear this first. I am safe and well." All caps, just like when he all caps posted on Truth, he all caps truthed, "I hate Taylor Swift." He said that. He stated that from Truth Social. What is evil so-called Vice President cackling Kamala Harris saying? Kamala, Trump's Democrat opponent in the presidential election, posted on X, formerly known as Twitter, that she had been briefed on the reports of gunshots fired. Quote, "I am glad he is safe. Violence has no place in America." Silly woman. The death toll, by the way, according to AP, far-left AP, extremist, the death toll is rising as flooding forces mass evacuations across Central Europe. The death toll in Central European countries has been rising after days of heavy rains, caused widespread flooding and forced evacuations. The floods have claimed six lives in Romania and one each in Austria. G'day, mate. Just kidding. And Poland. In the Czech Republic, 4 people who were swept away by waters were missing. Waters were missing. So said police, quote, "We have to focus on saving lives," says Prime Minister Petr Fiala to the Czech public television on Sunday. "The worst is not yet behind us," he warned. His government was set to meet Monday to assess the damages. The region's weather changed following a hot start to September. Scientists have documented the summer as the Earth's hottest, breaking a record set just a year ago. A hotter atmosphere, driven by human-caused climate change, can lead to more intense rainfall. So says far-left extremist AP, which I believe them, right? For the sake of the channels. Florida hospitals are asking immigrants about their legal status, and Texas is going to try it next. According to AP, Texas hospitals have enrolled in state health plans, Medicaid, and the Children's Health Insurance Program will start asking patients immigration status in November. Quote, "Texas should not have to shoulder the burden of financially supporting medical care for illegal so-called immigrants," so said Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott, "since they don't have the authority to deport them. Only the feds can do that." Announcing his mandate, which differs from Florida's in that providers don't have to tell patients their status won't be shared with authorities. Isn't that nice? Kind of good news. Floridians and Texans protecting their state. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 2.
Stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesseline Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show already. It's amazing. What the? You can get involved by calling 888-773-7738-77 Jesse. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. My biblical question. A brand new doozy biblical question. It is an amazing question. It made you think, or at least encourage you to think. Most people don't want to think, don't want to know themselves. But for those who do, the biblical question, are you one with yourself? Are you one with yourself? Have you ever wondered or thought about that? Am I one with myself? Is I'm one with myself? If you're busy and about and you can't watch the show live as it's happening, you can podcast. But no matter where you are, and we are heard around the world by everybody and their mama. And if you're black, everybody and they mama. And for the flat earthers, we are heard all up and down the earth. For the flat earthers. But for the round earthers, we're heard around the world by everybody and their mama. So if you're busy doing whatever you're doing, you can podcast no matter where you are, but you can listen to the show. You might not be aware you're working out, landing by the beach. Whatever you're doing, you can listen to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. A bond JLP Cash App. All right. It's Monday. And we take all calls, of course. But every Monday is and will always be Female Monday. All my life, I had to fight.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life, I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Amazing. 888-775-3773. Let me tell you this quickly. Some of you know about the debate that the Bright White Hope, Donald Trump, and Kamala Harris had the other week. And most people know that it was three against Trump, and that the moderators were evil, and that they dealt with Trump in an evil and jealous way. But that's what we have on this earth. Human nature is evil, right? And so you saw the moderators dealing with Trump in an evil way. And it definitely appeared to be desperately supporting Kamala Harris and against Trump. And so the people were like, no, 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 that wasn't fair. Even though Trump still did amazingly well, they were against him. Three against one. Just remember, they had control of the mites. They had control of everything. Well, according to this report, ABC moderator Lindsay Davis admits fact-checking was only planned for Trump. And that's Lindsay Davis right there, And apparently, according to the report, that she was a quote-unquote sorority sister with Kamala Harris. A mean, nasty woman, too. This woman is mean and nasty. Look at her. You can see the gates of hell in her eyes and the expression on her face. What a mean, nasty woman. This is from Breitbart. ABC News, Lindsay Davis admit to the Los Angeles Times that the plan was only to fact-check former President Donald Trump and not Vice President Kamala Harris. David told the Times that ABC had deliberately targeted Trump and only Trump because of perception that he had been allowed to get away with false statements in the CNN debate against President Joe Biden in late June. That's a lie. That's not why she did it. She did it because she's evil. She did it because she's evil. She didn't do it because of no debate with Joe Biden. She did it because she's evil. And evil made her make up excuses. Causes her to make up excuses. Influences her. And that's what's happening in my country. He said he didn't even know the woman was black, Lindsay. He didn't know she was black. Yeah, she's black. Well, of course, she looked black to me. What's up? What an evil, nasty. I told you that the gates of hell come through the woman, right? They even put a woman in space with a man up there, and now they stuck. They can't even get back home because they put a woman in the midst of it. I rest my case. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. Nothing else is going to work but that. You can bank on it, and God's not going to change this order just because you're trying to come up with a new order. Influenced by evil. He's not going to change it. It just ain't going to happen. And did you hear that Tito Jackson passed away at 70 years old? Oh, like Tito Jackson? He didn't look like he was going to be dying anytime soon. May his soul rest in peace. According to this report, he expired. Watch this report from Ken 5.
News this morning, Tito Jackson, one of the brothers who made up the beloved pop group, the Jackson 5, has died at the age of 70.
Yeah, Tito was third of nine Jackson children, which includes superstars Michael and sister Janet. Tito's sons announced their father's death late Sunday in a post on Instagram. The Jackson 5 included brothers Jackie, Tito, Jermaine, Marlon, and Michael. The group was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1997 and produced several number one hits in the 70s, including, Rockin' Robin, ABC, I Want You Back, I'll Be There, just a whole lot of hits from that group.
A lot of songs that no matter what generation right? you're in, you know those songs.
You know them. Yeah. That's exactly right.
That's amazing. I was surprised to hear that this morning. May his soul rest in peace. I don't know. Some of you might remember we had had a discussion with Tito Jackson. I believe it was Tito on the Fallen State. Here's that soundbite, just a little short soundbite from that.
Next time on The Fallen State.
I made music at the time when you were afraid to say damn on the record.
Yeah.
We would go to our little private school. They'll be studying about history in England or whatever. And we'll come back and they're learning about the Queen. And we'll show them pictures of us and the Queen. And there's a lot of great cops out there. But I've had a few friends. What you stopped me for? You're going to get treated the way you treat others.
Yes.
If you're driving and your license expired, you're supposed to go to jail.
What was it like when you lost Michael Jackson?
That was one of the worst times ever. I think about my brother every day, man. Every day.
Amazing. Nice. Well, may his soul rest in peace. I'm glad I had an opportunity to sit down with him and talk to him. He sounds like he's from the old school. According to this report, he expired at age 70. What the? It's amazing that money and fame can't keep you alive. No matter how much money and fame you have, you gather, you're going to drop your body. Oh, you're going to leave that body. And then you're going to find out that body wasn't yours anyway. You're not your body. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Nick, a first-time caller out of Europe. Nick, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello, Jesse. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir. Thanks for calling, Nick.
Yeah, no problem. I started watching it about a week ago. I've been doing the silent prayers and had some luck with it. So I'm very thankful for your teaching and what you say and how blunt you are about things. I really appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
Stay with it.
Yeah, I will. I have a question, though. I've been, targeted, as you by a malignant narcissist for the past 2 years, and I've been enduring it, been trying every possible thing I can imagine to be free of the pain and the constant harassment, because it's daily, it's 24/7, and it's every day, and it's for weeks on end, and it's for months on end, and it's going on now 2 years nearly, and it's from two different narcissists, and it's just relenting. But
Hold on a minute. Nick, hold on. Don't hang up. I'm not quite understanding what you... He said that he'd been targeted by what? I'm sorry. I couldn't... see if you could get his phone a little clearer, because he said he'd been targeted about something about 2 years ago, and I'm not... It's not clear what he's saying. And I'll come back to him. Don't hang up. Darnell is out of Indiana. Darnell, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Peace and prosperity, Jesse. How you doing today?
All is well, Darnell.
Man, that's good to hear, man. I'm glad you're still staying focused, doing what you need to do. And not that I ever do a compare and contrast towards people, man, but the way your platform is set up, I kind of respect that more than a lot of different people that get ads and everything else like that, because the way you're doing it, man, it's strictly supporting from the people and not from robots. So I respect that, you know.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
But my question to you is, how would you handle a situation? I'm kind of dealing with a scenario where I was in business with someone, and they contact me at the last minute and say, well, they only could do half of their contract with me. So I filled in half of their contract like I was, you know, like I was obligated to, whatever. But they still have another half to complete with me. But the thing was, once they found out my source, you know, they found the way to find out my source. Now they cut me out of the middle. So basically, I mean, me personally, I won't get emotional about it, you know, because I feel like I'm fine no matter what. And like you said, I won't allow myself to get angered by somebody trying to stop my money flow or whatever the case may be. But how would you handle that situation if you was dealing with someone and they cut you out the middle? They basically try to cut you out the middle, and they went behind your back to make a profit without going through you, whatever the case may be. But these supposed to be people you do business with, whatever the case may be.
I don't know how I would deal with that situation unless I were in that situation. I have to see. But what I do want to encourage you, is not to get angry. Don't get angry. And then if you didn't get angry, no matter what, there's never a reason to be angry. Never. So don't get angry. And then you can see perfectly how to deal with that situation. It will work out. It will be fine for you as long as you stay away from the anger.
Respect that. Now, I most certainly respect that. I just, you know, I mean, me personally, you know, God, creator, go give me, insight on how to move, because I won't react off of anger, off of, you know, like my Lord ways would just say, hey, look, check this out. I'm about to go get bloodthirst. But, you know, me, I'm no longer to even absorb that energy anymore. A lot of people say I've grown and I've changed so much. So, and I do want to encourage people that was out on the streets, youngsters that feel like they don't have no way but to handle their situation with violence, no matter if it's robbery, struggling, you trying to come up, selling drugs. It's always another way. I became a farmer, and it changed my whole life. So,
absolutely. Yeah, just stay away from the anger. I don't personally, and I know sometimes you go in business with other people, but I don't personally recommend that you go in business with other people, because if you want to start your own business and you try to find somebody to go in that business with you, they're not going to have the same mindset or the drive for that business that you have. And what I recommend is that, yeah, you start your own business. At some point, if you need help, you're going to have to start hiring people to help you. And that way you have control of your own business. And if somebody don't want to work, you can let them go and hire someone else. But business partners, a lot of time that doesn't work out.
Respect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So just...
I just thought...
Go ahead. No.
I just thought maybe they was like, oh, okay, I see him filling certain contracts in this ongoing process, where I kind of feel like they trying to hinder my money.
Right.
So they just kind of feel the way to say, you know what, instead of him getting anything, I'm just going to go ahead and cut the source out. The source going to go with, because it's money. So the source going to go with whoever, and I can't get mad at the source.
Have you had a talk with the business partner?
No, because he has no idea that I know he's doing it.
But you should have a talk with him then, because if he's your business partner, he needs to know that you know, and just don't argue. Don't get in an argument with him. But he needs to know that you know he's stabbing you, according to you, he's stabbing you in the back. And then you'll be
It's not long-term business partners. It's just basically on a contract. But
okay.
I've been supportive of his business for a while, and we kind of like in cahoots where he the one written up the contract. Yeah. But the thing is, he still owed me half of the contract. But I guess since he feel like he cut me out, he feel like he can avoid that contract.
You should still have an open conversation with him about all this, and then you move on.
Respect.
I wish you well, man. Thank you, Darnell. 888-77. Yeah, have a conversation with him, and you'll be done with it. Nick, let's try Nick from Europe again. Nick, let's try it again.
Yeah, hi, hi.
Okay, now
it's okay now?
So what happened 2 years ago?
Well, I actually just left. I had a falling out with my father, and immediately after, I felt a lot of harassment and abuse from him. So I left. I left my family. I left the place of where they live.
Yeah.
And I tried to start over another place. So I've been doing that for 2 years. But in the middle of, like, 3 months after I left, my father is a malignant narcissist, so he abused people. And he has actually been abusing me my whole life, I figured out. So I meet another narcissist 3 months after, and he started abusing me. I haven't even talked to him. I just went to the same class as him. But he actually thought I was a good target, so he's been abusing me as well. So this has been going on from two people for nearly 2 years now. I'm exhausted. I'm drained. I don't have any strength left, and I try to endure it. I try everything I can to get free of it, but it just seems to get stuck on you. They won't let go. And I feel my life quality is really low. I get nowhere in life because I completely get pulled in by these people all the time.
And go ahead. And so you what?
Well, I've been listening to your shows, and I really like what you're saying. I totally believe what you're saying is true, and I've been doing silent prayer, and it has helped me somewhat, but I'm just beginning, so it may be better by time. I'm sure it will. But my question is, I've been enduring the suffering. It's like 24 hours a day I get harassed by these people, and it's been going on for weeks and months, and now almost 2 years. I'm really exhausted. I can't keep doing this. So you said to endure the pain. I really try that, but how I can't keep going like this. I can't do it for years on end.
What are they doing to you?
What's actually happening is like on an energy level, they attach themselves onto you and they start draining your energy.
And why do you let them do that? Why do you let them attach themselves to you? You don't have to let them attach.
But what I experience is like a spirit or something. It's like an evil spirit.
I know, but why are you dealing with them at all? You don't have to deal with them, period.
Well, what I experience is when they attack me, it's like the spirit or whatever it happens, they can actually get inside me and start draining my energy. They can go into my head, start messing with my thoughts and how I think. They want to control how I think, what I do and how I do it. It's like they colonize my whole being.
But they're only doing that because you allowed it to happen. You should just stay away from them. You don't have to deal with them at all.
I'm not in the vicinity of them physically. I'm like hundreds of miles away from them, but they still do it. I don't know how they can do it, but they can do it.
How do they get in your head if you're not around?
It's like a spirit. It's like a. I think it's an evil spirit. I think it's the Antichrist somehow. I think they're connected to Satan somehow, some way.
No. Nobody. If you like, you don't. Have you forgiven your father?
Well, yes, I have actually. After the abuse has gone on for near 6 months, I felt I had to forgive him.
And you told him that. And you told him that, right?
Well, I wrote a letter, but that's not to his face. But I did write a letter, though.
Okay, and then then this other person that came into your life, have you gotten rid of them?
Yeah. No, he's still on me.
Why would you get rid of him?
Like a parasite.
Why would you get rid of him?
How do I do that?
Tell him to go away and just don't deal with him.
So you want me to everything I listen to, they say don't confront a narcissist, stay away from them, don't even talk to them, don't write them, stay as far away as you can. That's what everybody says, so I've been listening to that.
But you need to let him know that he is a narcissist and that you're not going to deal with him anymore. Or if you can't communicate with him, just stay away from him, but don't resent him. Don't be angry at him, because the only way that he can get into your head is that you're angry with him. You're holding on to anger, and the thoughts are living off the anger that's in your imagination.
Yeah, yeah, I totally believe that's true. I've experienced when the abuse is going on, but I don't react to it.
But let the thoughts go, though.
Keep on going.
But don't hold on to the thoughts about it at all.
Okay, okay.
You don't have to endure that at all. Just don't be angry about it. But stay away from them and speak up for yourself, but don't be angry.
And when you say speak up for yourself, you want me to actually address him and tell him I'm not going to put up with it and it's over. Or do you want me to just go away and just never think about the guy and just get away?
If it's easy for you, are you able to talk to him and tell him you're done with him?
I don't. The funny thing is, I've just been in a classroom with him for 3 months. I never talked to him there. But they are like parasites. They find a target and they just start draining their time and target their energy.
But you let him do it, though.
I know where he lives. I can get his phone number. I can call him. I can say, listen, I know what you're doing. Stop it. I can do that.
So do you still see him every day?
No. It's like it's over a year ago.
Oh.
But they attach themselves to you. They can do this energetically. I don't know how they do it.
No, they can't. They can't do that. But the only way they can do it is that you resent him and they're in your head. They're playing to your thought. Let the thoughts go. Don't be angry and let the thought go. If you haven't seen this person in a year, he should not be affecting you at all.
Yeah, I'll do that with the anger. I will try that.
Drop the anger, man.
Yeah, okay. All right. Yeah.
That's the only
but
way.
How do you do that? Also,
what
you know? Sometimes you can be. Sometimes you can actually be angry subconsciously. Sometimes you can be angry and not even knowing you're angry.
Yeah, that's why they're able to control you. Drop the anger and drop the thoughts. Don't even think about them. Don't be angry at them and don't think about them, and move on with your life.
Okay, I'll try that. 100%, I'll try that.
That makes sense.
That. Okay. Yeah, it does. It does somewhere, but it's just like it's amazing. It can happen. Like it's a phenomenon. Like they can do that to other people.
They can't do it. Stop saying that. They cannot do that if you don't have anger and you're not living your thoughts about them. They can't do it. They have no control.
Okay. I trust that. I trust what you're saying there. So, but he's one of those sleazy little white guys. He's one of those you mentioned before. He's that type.
All right. Well, don't be angry at him and don't think about him at all. Don't even think about him. You move on with your life.
Okay, I will, Jason. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Let me know how it goes.
I will, say it, Jason.
All right, buddy.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
If you don't have anger, folks, you can't be controlled. You can only be controlled by others when you're angry. Anger is your enemy. Anger is your enemy. Not your friend. Why don't you see that? Anger keeps you in your imagination. God said, bring every thought into captivity. All thoughts or all lies all the time about anything. And no one can control you if you're not holding any grudges against them. I just kept waiting up for you. Do, 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 do. Oh, you make my love come down. Oh, let me take a quick break. When I come back, your phone calls and super chat. all the way down. Back in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, and woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Okay, folks, welcome back. 888-77-5373. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. The women's forum this Thursday night, lady. Get ready. The ladies are on fire. They're on fire. At 7 p.m. for ladies only, every Thursday night. And for personalized shout-out, personal shout-outs, I do them myself for you. Birthdays, wedding, anniversary, congratulations, whatever the shout-out is, go to Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson for shout out. And check out my books. Amazing books. Really. I highly recommend them for everybody and their mama. My first book, From Rage to Responsibility. I was so young. Look, I want my youth back. It's gone. Ain't no use in praying for that no more. It's gone. From Rage to Responsibility, and then The Scam. The second one, How the Black Leadership Exploits Black America, and they're still doing it. What the scam? And then a little pocket guide. You can put in your, little ladies, you can put it in your purse. Guys, you can just stick it in your pocket. It's a little 7 guaranteed steps to spiritual, family, and financial success guide. And if you do it, you got to do it. You got to be it. You got to do it. You can't go wrong. And if you just read it but don't do it, the book going to be like, what the? You got to do it. Be a doer of the word, not just a talker. And then to bring it all home to you, all home, just bring it in. The antidote, healing America from the poison of hate, blame, and victimhood. The antidote, you got to check it out. It's going to blow your fro off. And if you don't have a fro, it's going to blow it on. and give you an Amerifro. Not an Afro, but an Amerifro. The antidote, healing America from the poison of hate, blame, and victimhood. I highly recommend them. Birthdays, Christmas, Thanksgiving, or just plain old, here's a gift. Go to rebuildingaman.com/store, rebuildingaman.com/store, or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663 to get a copy or copies, and I will sign them. I will sign all books if you order them from rebuildingaman.com/store or 800-411-2663. And don't forget, folks, to like, follow, comment, subscribe on all our channels. All right? All of them. Super Chat.
Super Chat.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLPTalk, Piotr bought 5. Thank you, Jesse and the team, for the best fellowship on this side of heaven. Amazing.
It was amazing. Thank you. It was mamma mia. Thank you.
Over on IG during the church, live, H. Melly 96. Jesse, how can I forgive my mother for being so caring about me to the extent that she doesn't want me to go out of and rent and be independent out of the home?
That's not caring about you.
How can I forgive my mother for being so...
That's controlling you. What the... Realize that it's not... She mean well, but maybe she mean well, but it's not good. And go and talk to her. Hey, mother, you got to let me go. Stop trying to control me. And I'm sorry for resenting you for it. I'm grown now, if you're grown. I hope you're grown. And you go live your life. That's all you got to do. And forgive your father for not protecting you from her. And do the silent prayer, rebuildingaman.com/prayer. Amazing. Thank you.
Aries One bought a diamond yesterday on DLive.tv/Chasey Lee Peterson. You can't hold me to a standard.
Thank you.
Nice.
That's right. Don't have any standards. Did you know that the best way to live and the right way to live, hey, is not to have any standards?
No, I didn't know that.
Nobody.
I did hear something to that effect on Joel Friday TV.
Nobody keep their standards anyway.
Indeed.
Where you get those standards from that you hold to, but you don't hold to them?
And then you try to hold other people to them, too.
Right. You try to hold other people to your standards that you're not even holding to yourself. What the? Amazing. And check out Joel Friday TV. He black at 11 a.m. Monday through Thursday. Amazing.
Thank you, sir, over there on...
Yeah, thank you.
Aries One. DJ On Paw gave a diamond saying, amazing. That was during church yesterday.
Thank you. Thanks for your support.
Vet Nurse 730 during church on IG. Everyone wants a tip here in Oregon, but they don't want to do things to earn the tip. It's a mess.
Everybody and they mama, if you're black, and everybody and their mama, if you're white, want a tip. What? Now, we talked about tips for a minute yesterday. Check it out at rebuildingaman.com/church.
And Jesse doesn't tip.
I tip out of there. I give a little tip.
Right.
A dollar.
And Jesse, don't bring the carts back at the grocery store, says Vet Nurse 730.
That's right. What the? Because they have bus boys to do that. To bring the carts. They get paid to do it. I used to be one. Amazing. Thank you.
On X, Inge Justa.
Am I wrong for trying to be all that I can be? Am I wrong for not tipping a lot of money?
Not necessarily.
Just because white people do it, that don't mean I got to do it.
Right.
Joel said, yes, I'm wrong.
You might be.
But how?
Depends on the situation.
You just told me I wasn't.
I said, not necessarily.
But then Joel said, yes, I am, and you said, yes.
Because that leaves room for a yes at times.
Amazing. Thank you. Thank you, Joel.
Inge Justa.
Well, not thank you, because he said, yes, I am wrong.
Right, and cheap.
Yeah, apparently. Thank you.
God gave women hair under their armpits for a reason. Don't insult God. Our body is a temple of God, she says on X.
Ooh. A woman with hair to arm is the nastiest thing you ever want to see. It's so nasty, it's hard to believe it. And then when they have hair on their arm, they're going to get funky. It ain't nothing worse than a funky woman. You talk about funky Broadway? Funky, funky Broadway. Uh-uh. That ain't attractive. Ain't nothing. You ain't going to make me believe that. That's. I don't think nobody in the world think that's attractive. Yeah. Hair under your arm, ladies? Come on, y'all taking the feminist joke too far now.
Indeed.
And then on your chest. I said, Joel, show me one where the woman had hair on her chest. And her legs and everything. What's up?
Lori,
I think that's a way to be trying to get attention online.
Yeah.
I can't imagine any woman walking down the road with hair on her arm.
It seems like rebellion against the culture, against the men, to me.
Against God. They're going to be young, man. Have you ever smelled a funky woman with hair on?
Nope.
Oh, God.
I'm trying to move on.
I don't blame you.
Ready?
Yeah.
Lori bought a coffee. Biblical question answer.
Are you one with yourself? Are you one with yourself?
No. I'm not one with myself because I see myself still fighting the thoughts and fighting to let go when I need to just let go and let God fight for me. As painful as it is to say I'm still one with the devil, but the way to overcome it is to see it. Thank you, Jesse.
Thank you, and I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. I appreciate your response. Thank you, really.
Mobetta, five coffees. Oof, Joel showed up a little shy. All around the ladies on Sunday, he said, I am what I am. And JLP said, who said that? JLP asked, who said that? Joel got nervous and was about to bust out with, I am what I am. That's all I am. I'm Popeye the chicken, Popeye's chicken, the sailor man. Toot, toot.
But Joel didn't say that Sunday.
I know. Mobetta. You're falsely accusing Joel.
Yeah, Joel did not say I am that I am. That was somebody else at the meeting. He was black, but it wasn't black Joel.
Right.
It was another black.
Yep.
So that wasn't Joel. What the? I know all black people sound alike,
indeed.
But that wasn't Joel. Thank you, though. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Mobetta.
Yeah.
Retro Memento bought a coffee. Another assassination attempt. Angry face emoji. I put a final edit on my too late for Friday coffee narrative. I labeled it that way, too. It is as correct as it ever will be. It's important to expose the radicals now more than ever. Thank you, JLP and crew. Thanks, emoji.
Right on. Thank you, and thank you for your support. It is mind-blowing to me that another alleged assassination attempt on Donald Trump yesterday, Sunday. What a sad way to live in America, did you ever think? And you know what? It's got to get worse. But there is something different and special about, if I should use the word special, about Donald Trump. And that's why I've been saying from day one, when he first announced years ago he was running, watch him. Have a little space there. And watch Donald Trump. And you're going to see there's something there that you don't see in all human beings. Really, it is amazing. Thank you, though. I appreciate it.
Ben from Australia bought a coffee. Biblical question for Jesse the Great White Hope. Not that biblical question.
Oh.
A suggestion.
Oh, okay.
Do angels make mistakes?
Oh, no. I got to find me an angel to fly away with me. I don't know. Amazing. Thank you.
Satan did, if Satan was an angel at one time.
He made a horror mistake.
Yeah.
And he was like, what the?
Soul Conscious, five
but
coffees.
Thank you.
Jesse, Amazing Sundays Church, you are correct. The thoughts hate the present time. Thank you.
The one thing for sure and without a doubt, really, something I'm just sure about, right? Something I'm not sure about. Evil hate now. Evil hate the present. And evil works overtime in your mind to keep you away from the present, from here and now, where everything is, where life is, where God is, eternal life, all the answers to all your situations, everything is right here, right now. And evil works overtime to make you stay in the past or the future, which doesn't exist, by the way, is illusion. And you say okay to that and go along with it. You agree with it. And in doing that, you're agreeing with evil. Evil does not, and I repeat, does not want you to be present. It has no control over you, no influence when you're present. Really. Thank you. That's deep.
R.H. Hernandez, the fourth, bought up three coffees. Hey, Jesse, I visited my local Chinese restaurant this past weekend.
Oh!
When I went in and got everyone's attention, I said, don't eat the ducks.
Don't eat the ducks. You ever had ducks at a Chinese place?
I've had it at my Japanese friend's house.
And it was good, huh?
Yeah, it tasted kind of like sausage.
Yeah, sure did. Yeah. Well, I have that one, but I know what you mean. It's delicious. Right. But not the duck in Ohio Park.
Right, not out of the pond.
Right.
Not out of the public pond park.
Thank you. I haven't seen the story, but I've been hearing that a lot of crap is happening over there in Ohio now as a result of this news breaking about the ducks and the geese and the whatever they're eating. Poor white citizens and the black citizen, American citizen in Ohio. It's a mess over there now. What a mess, so I've heard. What a mess, allegedly. A mess. Thank you.
Three coffees from someone. Good morning, Jesse. You mentioned this at church yesterday, so I thought I'd share. The hell was coming out of my wife recently, and I refused to help her, quote unquote. She was flipping out. And after some time, she came out of it and saw the light for a moment. And to my surprise, she said, thank you for not helping me. She was genuinely grateful. Wow. Mind-blown emoji.
That's deep. Really, that's deep. You can't help another person. Nobody can help nobody. You can't even help yourself. You got to just see what's going on in you. But you can't do anything about it but see it. Right on and right on to your wife. Amazing. Tell your wife to stay with it, and you stay out of the way. And you're going to see she might just continue to overcome. Amazing. Thank you.
Mike Young bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse, where? Well, here we go again with another assassination attempt from another Trump-deranged lunatic, and the Great White Hope can't even play golf, Jesse. What has happened to my country that I grew up loving?
I want my country back, Mike, but it's not coming back. Let me stop there for a minute.
Okie dokie.
888-7753-773. Thank you. Thank you all. Umberto? I said it right, yeah? Umberto. Am I saying it right?
I said Umberto.
Oh, Umberto.
Ask him.
Out of New Jersey. Umberto, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Umberto. Oh, nice. He's been waiting for a while. He's not even there. And I struggle. Let me go to a first-time call out of Ohio. Mel. Mel, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Good morning.
So my question is, what do you think is black supremacists who's trying to kill Donald Trump?
No, they had a picture. I saw a picture on the morning news. And some little, allegedly, it's some little wheezy white guy.
It's a wheezy white guy?
Another small white guy who seemed like he didn't have a good parents or something. But it wasn't, according to the story, I don't know, but it wasn't a black guy.
Oh, so why is white guys trying to kill Donald Trump?
I don't know, man. That's a good question. And I asked that question this morning. What is going on? Who is behind this? And how do they find these little Weasley white guys with ponytails?
You think somebody's paying them?
I wish I knew, Mel. I just don't know. And to see two attempted attack on the president in about what 2 months apart? That's mind blowing to me.
Maybe Mr. Trump is setting his own assassinations up.
And what do you mean by that?
I mean, all of a sudden, people shooting their presidents is kind of weird in America.
Well, you know what it is. Somebody don't want him to be president.
Who was the last president to get shot? Reagan? Well, he got shot.
Right.
They ain't missed.
Right. Well, they didn't.
Why are they missing with Mr. Trump?
Because he's like Jesus.
Oh.
Have you noticed that?
No, I don't know Jesus. So I don't know. He like Jesus or not, bro.
You don't know Jesus?
No.
And why don't you know Jesus?
Hold on. So you think Donald Trump is Jesus?
No, I said like Jesus.
Oh, like Jesus. But Jesus got killed.
Right. But they went after him many times.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah, to try to hurt them. What do you think, now that you don't know either for sure, but why do you think they want to take Trump out?
That's what I'm saying. It's kind of weird all of a sudden they shoot their president. So it's like, you know, he was in Showtime, so he might know how to stage this type of stuff.
Might know how to what?
Stage it. You know, he was in Showtime. So, you know,
I seriously doubt if he is staging something like this. Are you voting for him, Mel?
I don't vote for these people. I don't vote Democrat or Republican.
Oh, so you don't vote at all?
If I'm a vote, I'm a vote with inside my community, like councils and folks like that. I don't do the president stuff.
Oh, I see.
You don't do that. Don't make sense.
Well, keep him in your prayers, all right?
Keep Donald Trump in my prayers?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I'll try.
Will you do that?
Yeah, I think if I think about it, yeah.
Do you wish him well?
Yeah, I wish everybody well. I don't want to see nobody killed.
How about Donald Trump? You wish him well?
Yeah, I want to see Donald Trump live well.
See how old he can get. Keep him in your prayer.
Yeah, he will be.
All right, buddy. I appreciate it. 888-7753-773. Let me quickly try Umberto, a first-time caller out of New Jersey again. Umberto.
Hey, how you doing, Mr. Ferguson? You very funny. I like you so much. I listen to you every day. I want to ask you a question. Kennedy and Lindsey Graham, Senator Lindsey Graham, canceled the golf yesterday. And when the breaking news, the Fox News, he canceled. I want to know why Lindsey Graham canceled the golf. And Hannity came right away in your Fox News, breaking news.
Hold it, Alberto, hold for me. Let me take a quick break. Do not hang up. I got to take a break. 888-77-JESSE. One more hour to go. Hate news, not the fake news. I'll be back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session, If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. Am I right? This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It's Female Monday, September 16th, AD 2024. By the way, happy Hispanic Heritage Month. It starts in the middle of the month. Does it go until the middle of next month? I forget. The lines are full, guys. JLP will be right back to your calls for the third hour of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show here. But first, fake news, not fake news. We'll get to your super chats as well and more great stories. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports on the Primetime Emmy Awards, whatever that is, supposedly honors the best in American television, top of the dung heap, right? They're handed out Sunday in Los Angeles. Huge night for the historical epic Shogun, first ever non-English language series, I guess it's Japanese, to win Best Drama, along with wins for lead actor, actress, and directing. The comedy category show got big wins for the FX hit The Bear, including for the star Jeremy Allen White, whoever that is, and Hacks, a woman-led series about an aging stand-up and young comedy writer woman, took the Outstanding Comedy Series prize. Netflix show Baby Reindeer won the Emmy for Outstanding Limited Series. This is kind of boring. Some guy, Richard Gadd, got writing and acting Emmys. And Jessica Gunning something. Silhouette. Statuette. Oh, whatever. Severe weather here in America. Some of the heaviest rains in decades hit parts of central... Oh, no, not in America. Central and Eastern Europe, as you heard last hour, over the weekend, causing flooding and widespread disruptions. Low-pressure system dubbed Storm Boris dumped months worth of rain onto several of Europeans' historic capitals, at least a few, including Vienna, Bratislava, and Prague. Red alerts, the highest level warning still in effect for portions of Poland, Germany, and the Czech Republic, Austria, and Slovakia. At least 8 people have died, authorities said, as I mentioned last hour. Meanwhile, Shanghai was brought to a standstill today by what China... That's the capital of China, right? Or no, that's Beijing. What do I know? China says the city's strongest storm in decades, Typhoon Bebinca, made landfall in a suburb of southeast of the metropolis with wind speeds of 80 miles an hour. That's not too slow. The equivalent of a Cat 1, Category 1 Atlantic hurricane, but they call typhoons in that part of the world for whatever reason. And peace in the Middle East, not. The Israeli military says at least 3 Israeli hostages whose bodies were recovered from Gaza in December were most likely killed as a result of an Israeli airstrike. Whoa. That's common, friendly fire. Recovering the hostages captured by Hamas on October 7th is one of the main goals of Israel's campaign in Gaza as pressure builds to end the humanitarian crisis in the region. U.S. officials are trying to get both sides to agree on a deal first laid out by crooked Joe Biden back in May, the so-called president of America. The 3-phase proposal pairs the release of hostages with a full and complete ceasefire. Since then, talks have stalled. Both sides pointed to what they see as glaring holes in the framework. Israeli Prime Minister-based Benjamin Bibi Netanyahu insisting the Israel's forces will never leave the stretch along with the Egypt-Gaza border, along the Egypt-Gaza border, known as the Philadelphia Corridor. And SpaceX. Space is real, guys. Like it or not, SpaceX's Polaris Dawn, all civilian crew, returned to Earth Sunday after a 5-day mission to orbit that included the world's first commercial spacewalk. They went outside the spaceship in their spacesuits. The Crew Dragon capsule splashed down off the coast of Florida, 3:37 a.m. Eastern Time. That's about midnight after midnight Pacific, concluding the high-risk event. The Polaris Dawn mission made history as they reached a higher altitude than any human has traveled in 5 decades, 50 years. So awesome. Shout out to Elon Musk, who owns SpaceX, right? I'm James Hake. Now back to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, jesseleepeterson.com/show, Hour 3.
Stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show already. What the? You can get involved by calling 888-773-7773-888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E. And my biblical question, a doozy. A doozy. What the? Are you one with yourself? Are you one with yourself? Know thyself, folks. If you want to be free, know thyself. Know thyself. Get to know you. It's going to blow your mind. You and only you and no one else. You and only you. And no one else. This is something I promise you. I promise you. You and only you is your own problem. Your only problem. You are your problem. Nobody else is. You are your problem. And no one else is. You are. Nobody else is. No one else is. Now, there are other people out there because the heart is evil. They try to bring problems upon you, that's for sure. But you are your own problem. Now, there are people out there going to try to hurt you, family members and others. But you are your problem. And if you understood if you were one with yourself or not, it would blow your mind. And once you discover what it means to be one with yourself, no one can ever hurt you again. Or you can blame, you can never blame anyone else for your problems. Period. Zero. But you got to know yourself. But anyway, we have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, busy, allegedly shooting at the president or being a moderator of the debate and all three of you against the president, or you're transgender and you want to play in the female sports and so you're busy trying to argue with them and get in, or you're just laying up at a beach, or you're black and you're hating the white people. And if you're white and you're hating the Jews. And if you're Jews, you're hating the Arabs. And if you're Arabs, you're hating the Jews and everybody hating somebody. You could be listening to the show. anywhere in the world. You could be listening everywhere. Allah Uaba, it doesn't matter. You could be listening to the show, Jesse Lee Peterson Show, on your iPhone or iPad. You can podcast later, but you can listen to it on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. No, BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. A bar JLP Cash App. It's Monday. And every Monday. And we take all calls. But every Monday is and will always be Female Monday.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Deep in my soul, I truly believe we shall overcome. Someday we shall overcome. How long they been singing that song, huh? We shall, and they still have not overcome. What the? Did you hear that a man, according to this story, posed as a student at a Lincoln school, high school? I don't even know how that could B. This is from KOLN. A Lincoln man posed as a student at two Lincoln high schools last year was sentenced on Wednesday. Watch the soundbite from KOLN.
They knew not to speak with an adult male on social media. They knew not to meet an adult male by themselves. They knew how to defend themselves against that kind of danger. So they did not know how to protect themselves against you because, again, they thought you were their peer, their friend, and because you gained their trust.
Today, Judge Darla Idias sentenced Zachary Shugg to a minimum of 85 years in prison. At max, he could serve 120. He won't be eligible for parole for more than 40 years and is also required to register under Nebraska's Sex Offender Act. Shugg was arrested in July of 2023 after authorities discovered he had been pretending to be a high schooler at Lincoln Northwest and Lincoln Southeast. At the time, Lincoln police said Shugg used falsified documents and an elaborate backstory to pass himself off as a 17-year-old student. During his time posing as a student, he used the fake name Zach Hess and texted with girls as young as 13 years old. Prosecutors said he sexually assaulted those children off school grounds.
Mate, two hoops at a holler. Away from two hoops and a holler from becoming Jeffrey Dahmer. The same spirit that caused Jeffrey Dahmer to do what he did, kill people, it's the same spirit that, if this is true, caused this boy to do this, go to that school like that. The same spirit that caused that man to allegedly try to assassinate Donald Trump. It's the same spirit that drives you to hate one another, to hate yourself, to be angry. The same spirit. the same spirit. It's no different. The same spirit that caused you to yell at your children. The same spirit that caused you to send your kid to a public school system, to the public school system, because you want to go out and be like a man. It's just not enough thrill for you to stay home and raise the kids. It's the same spirit that Jeffrey Dahmer had in him. No different. The same spirit that caused you to be jealous and envious and strife and revengeful and compare yourself to others. The same spirit that caused all those things in those guys. And this stupid judge talking about, oh, those young ladies are were trusting you. That's an evil judge. It's the same spirit. Like the girl is just supposed to go along with any guys, right? What the? The same spirit that is allowing the women to take over America and bring in nothing but trouble, it's the same spirit that dwells in Jeffrey Dahmer. Evil is evil is evil is evil. Y'all don't understand the depths of evil, and you don't know how evil you are. Any man or woman that has anger is a murderer. The same spirit that causes women to fight to keep men, children away from them, it's the same spirit that drove Jeffrey Dahmer, the little boy that went up on the roof to go after the president, allegedly. This man that been accused of going to President again. This boy that went to this high, allegedly went to this high school. It's the same spirit. Causes women to try to destroy the man's children to keep them away from him is evil. You're not on your own, folks. This same spirit that allegedly caused a man to set a fire in California and just burn up properties and homes and things like that. It's the same spirit that drives you. An arson suspect to appear in court as officials hope cooler weather will aid battle against line fire. You've been hearing about this? Fire everywhere. Up in the hills and in the big suburb areas of L.A. over there. It's a mess. San Bernardino area over those areas. They're saying now, man started the fire. ABC 7 is reporting, a man was arrested for allegedly starting the fire. According to the San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department, the wildfire had threatened tens of thousands of homes and other structures across Southern California since they accelerated during a triple-digit heat wave over the weekend. Watch this from ABC.
New evacuations all the way to Big Bear tonight as the line fire burns out of control in the San Bernardino Mountains. And now we're learning more about the man accused of intentionally starting the fire, putting property and people at risk.
We're able to look at several different videos and determine who the suspect was.
Investigators say they used automated license plate readers near the scene where the fire started and tracked the suspected arsonist to his home in Norco, 35 miles from the point of origin.
Calm, quiet guy. No one ever thought to do anything like that.
Tonight, 34-year-old Justin Halstenberg is under arrest for suspicion of arson, arson of forest property, and possession of an incendiary device. Those who know Halstenberg are stunned.
That shocks me right now. We never thought he would have been the one to start the fire.
Tonight, the line fire has ripped through more than 50 square miles and forced 65,000 to evacuate in mountain communities of Angeles Oaks, Forest Falls, Running Springs, and Wrightwood.
Amazing, huh? The same spirit that allegedly caused this guy to go out and set that fire It's the same spirit that brings you fear, that brings you doubt and loneliness and looking for love and desperation and suicidal thoughts. It's the same thing. He is possessed and so are you. And the sooner you really see that for yourself, the sooner you'll be free. You can be free of evil spirits. You are not in control of your own life. You don't have a free will. Anyone that tells you have a free will, they're lying to you. Will yourself to never get angry again. Will yourself to never have fear or loneliness or desperation or the inability to sit alone by yourself in a room, to be by yourself. Will yourself from all that. You got a will. You're controlled by evil. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spirits and principalities and wickedness in high places. That's what made this, allegedly call this man to do that. Satan said, you know what? You need a good thrill. It's hot in California, and it is hot. It was cooling down now, but it's hot. Go set yourself a little fire and watch the burn, baby, burn, and get the thrill. The same thrill that you live for. All of you live for thrills. Good thrills, you think they're good, but they're bad. Good, happy thrills are evil too. Bad thrills are evil. And you live for them. Everything your whole life is about a thrill. Don't you get a thrill when you think about hating someone? Don't you get a thrill when you wish people ill? Don't you get a thrill when you're just all by yourself and nobody loves you and you don't love nobody? Don't you get a thrill when you beg a woman, baby, please, baby, please? And ladies, don't you get a thrill when he's begging you? It's all about the thrill. It's all about ego. And guys, don't be this guy. Don't be this guy. Watch this from X. Watch this. Don't be this way.
Thank you. I am being dangerous. You do recognize that you are absolutely stunning, right?
Thank you.
Most men, I would imagine most men, especially of an older generation, they're not used to seeing such apparent beauty. No, when they see someone just as breathtaking as you, it is a wonderful thing to find someone attractive and then to have their attention, for however fleeting it may be. And so for me as a man, to see someone as stunning as you, it is exhilarating. So imagine being in your presence, being in your orbit, these older gentlemen who have never seen such beauty, I would imagine that they are just taken so aback that they become monkeys, like most men are.
I'm going to miss you.
I bet she got the thrill. I don't know her. I don't know, but I guarantee she got a thrill sometime from it. And the guy got the thrill of lying to her. Just think how many ladies he said that to that day only. He didn't mean a word. He was thinking about the three-letter words while he was looking at her and saying those things. It's all about the thrill. It's all about the thrill. The ego, which is evil. And your nature until you overcome. Guys, I understand. Don't be a beta. Don't be a beta male. Be an alpha male. Stop seeking thrills. You're possessed and you don't know it in here. For those who can't see, I'm pointing at the mind, at the thoughts. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. 888-775-3773-888-77-JESSE. Let me try Umberto again, a first-time caller out of New Jersey. Umberto, thank you for holding. Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Ferguson. Yes. I'm very happy to hear your voice.
I want to ask you a question. What happened yesterday with Donald Trump? Hannity and Lindsey Graham canceled the golf appointment with Donald Trump. When that happened, Hannity came with Fox News right away. Hannity no work on Sunday and Saturday. Why both Sunday happened Donald Trump, Hannity come first, say, breaking news, I'm here to report what happened Donald Trump. That happened to accident. It's kind of weird why Hannity reporting live. He maybe know that going to happen, or what the hell going on?
So you're saying that Sean reported on the story about Donald Trump attempt to assassination and Graham canceled a golf game or something?
Yes, both canceled the golf yesterday, and plus Hannity came Fox News report, the same studio, Hannity came to say Donald Trump assassination. That happened twice, Hannity.
I didn't know he reported on the story first. I have no idea. And it sounded like you suspected something fishy about it.
Yes.
And why are you suspecting something fishy about it?
Well, that Hannity never worked on Sunday. When I find out he don't work on Sunday and Saturday, he only worked Monday to Friday at 9 p.m.
But maybe because it was a breaking story, and he is one of the leading hosts there on Fox News, maybe that's why he broke the story. If he broke the story, I don't know who broke the story, because I didn't see the story until I got home from the fellowship. And I saw the news story, but I don't know who broke the story. But I don't think that, I doubt, now I don't know, but I doubt if either one of those guys knew in advance that something like that was going to happen.
But that's kind of weird, right?
Not really. It doesn't sound weird to me that they were, if you're in the news business, you want breaking stories. You want to be the first to break a story.
Oh, I want to ask you another question, quick question, because I went to a funeral with my friend, a black friend. He died about maybe 52-year-old young. And all young black men die because his wife fight always. He tell me my wife always fight. Yeah, I want to know, it's not healthy to fight every day. All my friend died, heart attack, black friend, under 60. I say, what the hell going on? 60, and I don't know why.
Well, number one, I want to, your question for me is what?
No, the question is, why all the young black guys dying so young, maybe fighting all his wife every day, fighting, because well, he tell me my wife fight every day.
Number one, I wanted to tell you, all the suspicions about Lindsey Graham and Sean, I would drop those ideas. And secondly, I don't know why these people die, but I do know that anyone that has anger, anger affects the whole body. It affects every fiber of your body, because anger is evil, and it's not good to hold on to evil. And so if they're fighting and they're angry, it can definitely create not a good situation for the person or even the people that you fight with. Thank you, Umberto. I appreciate you. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Ted, first-time caller out of Tennessee. Okay. Ted, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Oh, yes. What do you want me to call you, Jesse?
Yes, sir. My name is Jesse.
Okay, good. Okay, my name is Teddy, T-E-D-D-Y.
I got it here. Yes, sir.
Okay. Your sidekick over there, I was wanting to apologize to you and your sidekick first. Hello?
Okay, I'm listening.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was wanting to apologize to him because I called about 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago. I watched one of your servant. I love what y'all do. Y'all do great stuff, okay?
Thank you.
Y'all doing very great work. And you said something that I watched one of your servants, you needed 5 white guys to stand up for herself or something like that. And I was like, well, hell, I ain't got to find my nuts. And I want to apologize to him because I said the N-word to him, but I'm letting them know that don't bother me. But then again, he never asked me what it meant to me, you know what I'm saying? Because I was born in another time. What that word means to me means a thief. That means if you're black, Mexican, doesn't matter what you are. White, doesn't matter what you are. You
How
are
old
that
are
word
you?
If you're still.
How old are you?
I'm 54.
Oh, okay.
I started at a very, I remember the 70s. I remember everything about the 70s and stuff like that, that free thing. That's where it started, too. But there was never any slaves ever step foot on American soil.
There was never what?
There was never any slaves that, when they came over here on the boat the first time, there were never any slaves that ever stepped on American soil.
There were never any slaves on the American no. soil?
Yeah.
And why do you say that? Why do you say that?
Because when we go over there, right, we didn't go through the woods and get them, right?
Right.
So we would die, right? We stayed on the boat. Well, they can't. They brought the slaves. Slaves are this. They are made for one thing or two things for slaves. That's to work them to death and to kill them, right? That's a slave. Okay? So when we're on that boat and we're handing them money, furs, or whatever, that just became my property. They have them right there in a got them all tied up, put them on the boat.
So you're saying that the slave did come, but because
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You're saying that there were slaves that came brought to America, but because you paid for them while they were on the boat, they became your property, so they were not slaves?
Yes. Because anybody, like I'm a captain, right? Anywhere, if you got your own business, somebody's messing up your business, right? Hello?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Oh, all right. They're messing up your business. Anybody's messing up your business, they're messing with your money. So anybody mess with that slave there, I'm throwing that dude off the boat because he's messing with my money. I'm going to kill him first.
Amazing.
I ain't killing him because it's like,
how
it's
did
like
you,
you're be- milking a cow. It's like you're trying to get milk from a cow and you're beating it across the head over the with the piece of board over the head, trying to damage it real bad. Then you go to sell it. You ain't going to get much money.
Amazing. And
do you understand now?
I do. How did you come? How did, in long story short, how did you come up with this idea?
Because when I buy something, it becomes my property, right? Just
right.
like you. When you buy something, it becomes your property, right?
Right.
You don't want nobody messing with your property. And then when they came over here, I said, you have to feed them. You got to keep them healthy. You
Amazing.
Want as much money as you can out of that person.
Amazing.
Am I right?
And I, if
okay,
you own,
they became my property. When they came to America, when they stepped on America, that's when we bought them. You have black owners too,
right? There are black people too.
Listen, Ted.
Thank you for that, buddy. I really needed that. I appreciate it. Thank you, Ted. 888-775-3773. I appreciate it, Ted. Let me go to first time caller, Eric, out of Atlanta, Georgia. Georgia on my mind. Georgia on my mind. Right after this break. Quick break when I come back, straight to the phones and your super chats. The treasure chest is now open on DLive. Thank you, Ted. That was interesting. Back in a moment. So I asked the question, are you better than a child molester? I've discovered over the 30 years of counseling, the one thing that's missing, the one thing that's missing, and I think because it's not taught in the homes or talked about, we don't have examples of it, right, is love. Our theme this year is to bring back Christianity, to love God with all our heart, soul, and might, our neighbor as ourselves, and to endure. And there, when you're in a fallen state, people will judge the molester but think they're better than the molester. And I ask, well, why do you think you're better? What I realize, it doesn't matter what you think about yourself or how much you have or don't have or how you accomplish things in life or don't. If you have no love, you have nothing. Okay, folks, welcome back. 888-775-3773. The Hake Report. He's back. The Hake Report today at the top of this hour, right after my show here, thehakereport.com from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. He's back. And then after the Hake Report, Joel Friday TV. He black. Joel Friday TV on fire for Jesus at 11 a.m. right after the HakeReport.com. And at 2 p.m., a live episode of Punch It TV. Live episode on Punch It TV with the crew there. There they go. I don't know if they expected me to be there. I ain't doing it. Am I on there too? No, I'm not on there today. But at 2 o'clock, you don't want to miss it, on YouTube and Punchy.tv. Punchy, P-U-N-C-H-I-E .tv. You don't want to miss it. And then at 4 p.m., the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby. On fire. All the time. No matter what. On fire. At 4 p.m. All right. And go to Barn and make a donation to my nonprofit. Thank you for helping us to help others to get done. RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com /donate or 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. Or you can mail it in, BOND, B-O-N-D, P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. 350-90, L.A., California, 90035. All right? And don't forget to like, follow, ring the bell, subscribe, do all the social media stuff. We're on rumble.com/Jesse Lee Peterson, cozy.tv/JLP, where Christ is king. Christ is king on Cozy. Cozy.tv/JLP Talk. JLP Talk on X. Subscribe over there. Good morning, y'all, over there on X. And Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram. Super Chat. Super Chats.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk, Mike Young. bought a second coffee, saying, "Hey, Jesse, R.I.P., rest in peace, Tito Jackson. You had him on The Fallen State a few years ago. May his soul rest in peace."
Thank you. We played that, too, earlier in the first hour. We talked about that he had aspired, according to the report. Tito Jackson has aspired at 70, according to the report from KEN5. And we played the soundbite when we had him on thefallenstate.tv. It was a very interesting conversation. Thefallenstate.tv. Check it out. And may his soul rest in peace. Thank you, Mike.
Yeah. Over on YouTube, Jason says, picked up my copy of The Antidote from Barnes & Noble the other day. Reading it every day along with my Bible has been enlightening, to say the least.
Right on. The Antidote, healing America from the poison of hate, blame, and victimhood. Really. I'll be happy to sign it for you if you order it from RebuildingTheMan.com. RebuildingTheMan.com or 800-411-BARN. An amazing book. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Billy Thompson, 68. Love your program, Billy, from the United Kingdom. Jesse, I forgave my mother, and I also forgave my dad, and I don't see no change. I've just started going to church. I've been 4 times now.
Amazing. Stay with it. Do the silent prayer. RebuildingTheMan.com says prayer. So now that you have God and forgiven, you can be separated from your imagination. All thoughts or all lies all the time about anything. So do the silent prayer so you can stay present. Amazing. I wish you well. Thank you.
That was a question from X during the live stream for church.
What was the question?
Or maybe it was this morning about don't see no change, forgave his parents. I guess this wasn't a question. It was a comment.
Yeah. Thank you.
Roger asks, is it ethical for Elon to take white flight, quote unquote, to Mars?
I don't know what that means. If you want to go, absolutely.
Popcorn's thumb keg.
Right on. And the way things are going on Earth, I may want to go to Mars, too. And buy me a little piece of land before the white people all get there and buy up the land. And it's so expensive, you can't buy it. What the? Thank you.
Popcorn Stump Keg says, Jesse, over the weekend, Trump posted the following message on his Truth Social page. I hate Taylor Swift.
I heard about that.
You've said that if a person hates anybody, then they love no one. How can Trump love anyone if he hates Taylor Swift?
Well, I'm not. I don't know Trump that way, but I doubt it'd be like hater. He could just be basically because she supported Kamala Harris. He could be made fun making a joke.
Yep.
Don't take it so seriously. What the? What the? Thank you, though.
Yeah. Don't get hung up on words.
Right.
You lose sense of the spirit and the meaning.
You gotta communicate. Thank you, though.
Lori bought a coffee. Jesse, is being one with yourself the same as being one with God?
Thank you for responding to the biblical question. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Nice. Thank you, Lori.
Yeah.
It's me, Xenia, says it insane. She's a monthly supporter on Rumble.
You gotta know how to rumble.
She subscribed.
Thank you.
Insane. These people aren't going to stop trying to assassinate Trump.
Can you imagine? And he's like Jesus. He keep escaping. Something going on. I really wish Trump well. I'm very concerned. I wish him well. Thank you.
Urinal Chills says he's also a monthly supporter on Rumble.
Thank you.
What blows my mind are comments of people who are ticked, like the Pope, that he missed again. He didn't even take the shot this time.
The human hearts are evil. Really. So be not surprised at human nature. It is no good. So right on. Don't you get angry at them for being that way. They can't help it. Don't fall to that. You'll be worse than they are. But that's human nature is evil. Thank you.
Age of Inversion says, hey, you're misgendering retro memento. LOL. Lots of laughs. Sorry. It should have been retro mementa.
What's that?
I've been calling him a hymn. But he might be a she, a gal.
Oh.
Retro Memento. Sorry, Retro Memento. Thank you, Age of Inversion.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Greenwald bought a coffee answering the question, the biblical question, that is.
Are you one with yourself?
I am one with myself. When I do the silent prayer, Jesus speaks of making the two into one in the Gospel of Thomas. Uh-huh.
Nice. Jesus. Jesus. How I love him more and more. Amazing. Thank you.
C3 Coffees, Hank, keeps getting that illegal immigrant Guatemalan Mexican disease. Love you, Jesse. Harpo, who this woman? I bet Trump's family are really shook about all this attempt to assassinate him. I hope they don't tell him to just give up now. Let's see it through, whether they let him in or not. Eat the cake, anime.
That's funny. Anime, anime.
I don't get all these references.
No, they're funny. I do know.
Nice.
They all make sense to me. It's black. It's a black thing.
I gather.
A couple of things you said. You know, when you said that, Sion, about his family, just imagine your children, your wife, your children, your grandchildren have to deal with knowing that someone is trying to take their father out by killing them, him. And then you got to live with that, too. Just imagine, and then your father, because Trump said he ain't giving up. He's still in for the, until the end, right? So he's not going to give up. Just imagine what that's like, knowing that your father could be killed every time he leaves the house. Amazing. What a mess. Thank you, Sia. It's mind-blowing. Thank you.
Tony bought a coffee. Hi, Jesse. I have some information on the Haitians. They use cats for their voodoo religion, he says. They kill them and then eat them, then use the blood and bones for black magic rituals. They believe if they feed the spirits, they will be blessed. Other rituals are drumming, dance, prayer, and possession. Everyone have a great morning, and I hope this helps for more understanding. Amazing.
But we don't want them to get the spirit with somebody else's cat. Don't kill the white people cats in Ohio to try to get some spirit. That ain't right. If you want the spirit, you got to kill your own cat. If that's your thing for getting spirit. What the? And eat the blood. Suck in the blood. It's in the blood. Amazing. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Nikki, three coffees. I forgot to say this when I called. When I forgave my mother, I felt like cancer left my body. The anger I had was insane.
Yeah.
Skull emoji. I knew I had to forgive when I heard you say you become what you hate. I'm eternally grateful for you, Jesse. Big hug.
Thank you.
He's doing a hug gesture.
I'm doing the hug back.
Retro Memento bought
and anger can destroy every fiber of the body. It's been like, we've talked about it on the show from scientists and others. It is not good. Thank you.
Retro Memento, another coffee. South Sharpton City, also known as South Fulton City, an unconstitutional black formation city, south of Atlanta, is the blackest city in this country by their own radical design. They have also designated themselves as a BLM city, despite BLM, Black Lives Matter, being a federally designated terrorist organization, according to her Retro Memento. It is the home of Farrakhan Fonnie Willis. I think that is a nickname. This area was once a quiet, law-abiding area with implants from S-hole places all over the world. My country is gone. Sad face with a single tear.
Yeah, it is. It's so interesting to see my country. I didn't know a country can, I've heard about other countries, of course, and how they were destroyed like this. But I didn't know America, somebody stayed up late last night. He's so sleepy, his eyes running water.
Who, mine?
No, Nick. He's drunk. He's so sleepy. Nick, the anchor babies. Sleepy. Oh, my baby. Must came home.
Let's see him. Is he on the screen? Let's bring him on the screen.
Let's see your eyes.
Let's bring his tired face on screen.
Look at it. Somebody up late last night. I'm looking at him and he like stretching and yawning. Like he get up and do some push-ups or something, buddy.
That's what Joel used to do.
Yeah. But anyway, I didn't know my country could be gone. I just didn't know America could get to the point of non-existent and just become a third world country. I didn't know that was possible. I just didn't know. I thought human beings love freedom. I just didn't know. But thank you. You're right.
Thank you, Retro Memento.
Yeah.
Don, Rumble Rant, Donnie Girl's Idea. Records from Guilford County Sheriff's Office show 74 arrests and 100-plus charges against Ryan Routh, maker of WMDs, Weapons of Mass Destruction. This guy is common as gold, says Don.
Amazing. It's got to be interesting to see if they ever find out who is he connected with, if he is connected with someone. Who is behind all this? Really? I just don't believe these two weaselly little white men decided, let me just have nothing else to do. Maybe, but I just don't believe it. Somebody is behind this. Who? Either in another country or this country, but somebody's behind it. Thank you.
Kenny, three coffees. Dios lo bendiga, Jesse. Appreciate it all. Strong arm, American flag.
Thank you. Thank you for your support. You have a photo of the anchor baby sleeping?
I have the perfect video of what Trump would do when he saw the anchor baby sleeping.
Let me see.
Look. That's the Moroccan president, I think. Hold up. Here's Trump.
Looking at him sideways. Come around
like,
Melania.
What? Wake up. Amazing. Thank you. That's your anchor, baby. Nice.
Thank you. C, another coffee. Jesse, LOL. At least tip $5 or $4. That means you can't go back to that same restaurant because the servers will tell every other server about you. Here comes the cheapo tipper. He better not sit at my table, they will say.
Well, they say that about the blacks anyway because we are cheap tippers. I remember once I gave a $5 tip. It was painful. It was like I had nightmares. I wanted to go back to the cafe and get it back.
That's funny.
$5. Isn't that something? I was trying to be white. All my little white friends would give me a big tip. I'm like, I'm going to give $5. Oh, my God.
Terrible.
It was.
Little C.
Oh, man, thank you, Zion.
Coffee from Little C. I forgave my mama over the weekend, and she said, I love you too. LOL. I waited to forgive her until I really understood why I needed, and now I do.
Nice.
Needed to, and now I do. I've been doing the silent prayer as well, though I have noticed that Satan will bring back memories while I sleep or even before bed. I just observe, but is there any way to overcome the dreams? Sorry, not piffy. Love y'all. Heart emoji.
Good point, though. The way you do it is that, excuse me, when you get into bed, be aware of yourself getting in the bed. Be aware of yourself getting under the covers. Be aware of yourself turning to the right and the left, trying to find that spot where you just want to lay and go to sleep, right? Be aware and then look around the room. Just look around and then go to sleep. You will sleep like a virgin. But you just got to be aware because most people go to sleep unconsciously. They fall right into the unconscious state and the devil get busy with those thoughts. And then when you wake up, he's like all over you. Already taking over your imagination. So try that. Try just not a long thing, but just Try being aware when you go to bed. All right. Can I take calls?
Yeah. We have several left, but okay. We'll finish them later.
Yeah,
guys.
We'll come back to those. Thank you. I'm looking at the clock here. Time really going fast. Eric, our first-time caller out of Atlanta. Eric, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
And peace be with you on this fine Monday morning. How are you doing, Mr. Peterson?
All is well, Eric. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, thank you for having me. So, you know, we've seen good old President Trump almost, you know, have another attempt on his life. And it's like, at this point, have we come to the point at the crossroads in this country to where the two-party system may possibly be, you know, failing us, like, tremendously now? It's putting our political leaders at the risk of their lives, like, more so than we have ever seen in this country's history.
And your question is what now?
Do you think that the two-party system should be, like, checked over and possibly, you know, opened up to multiple political parties instead of hoping one set or the other will take your constituency and all that?
No. What we need to do is to get rid of all the representatives who been there for a long time and are not working for the people but against them. And they voted men that are going to work for the people and not against the people. Because if you created more parties, you're just going to end up with more of the same. It's just going to be five parties doing the same thing, because it's the voters. It's we the voters. It's not we the government. It's the voters who are allowing these people to do this because they keep voting them in, and they don't require them to work for them but against them.
Yeah, that's good to hear, because I agree with everything you're saying as well. For me, I just don't see either the Republicans or Democrats at this point absolutely, you know, neutralizing this problem. We the people, we can only do so much in our election cycles to do the best we can, but at the end of the day, there's always something that goes on, and I understand that there's a balance to this country between common sense and I don't know what you would call the other side. We'll leave it up to the imagination. But it's just not working in this country, and in my opinion,
well, it's
going
only,
this route.
Again, it's only not working because the people are not in control. They have given over their lives to the government, and the government love control and money, and so they're just using people. But I promise you, Eric, if the people were to wake up and take back their government, everything would change overnight, but the people are asleep and they don't care.
So there was a poll back in April. It was on in the YouGov. It was a YouGov poll. And it was a very interesting one because this is the first time I've ever seen independent voters claiming that they were independent by 61% in a poll that was 170,000 Americans nationwide. Yeah. In my opinion, it's scary. This is happening. Like, us independent voters, I'm a federalist at heart. I'm neither right or left. And I know that's pretty cliche to say nowadays, but it's true for me. Like, I believe in our country, the people, the state. I don't believe in government overreach and everything that's been happening, ironically, self-titling myself a federalist.
Yeah.
But I believe that decentralizing D.C., bringing it back to the states, and having the people become essentially the government is the way to go, because we will ensure the majority of us, there's still enough of us to be the majority, to have common sense to get what needs to get done in this country in a peaceful, ethical way where no one gets hurt, because at the end of the day, we're all the same people. When it hits the fan, we bind together. We saw it in 9/11. We bind together, come together as one country, one nation under God.
Well, let me just say this. Let me say it for time.
Yeah.
Until the people wake up and take back their government by voting out all these people that are not doing anything for us but against us, and then voting men that will work for us, are you going to run for office at some point?
So this is how, if I was going to run for office, I don't want to. Well, so here's the thing.
Will you run?
Yes, I want to. However, here's my stipulation. I live by what I say, otherwise I would be a hypocrite. I want my local town. I want my state. I want my people that I gained their trust, them to audibly say we want this guy to be in office. That's what I want. I don't want to...
They can't say it if they don't know you.
Yeah, that's why... Well, there's been a couple of things in my life where I've been blessed to have an opportunity to reach out to a lot of people, right?
Well, I hope...
I don't want to be...
I got to run, but I hope you run one day, man. That'll be cool. I am so out of time, folks. I was trying to get some more calls in there, but the clock says no for today. And the super chats I will finish up tomorrow that we didn't get to today, the clocks on the wall say no to today. Thank you. I want to encourage you to get on that straight and narrow. Know thyself. Know thyself. Really. It's going to blow your mind, but it's going to make you free. It really, really will. I promise you. I'm so sure, but I don't know what to do. So forgive your mothers. Forgive your fathers. Do the silent prayer at rebuildingtheman.com/prayer. And just watch and let life happen. Lay down your weapons. Stop arguing. And I mean, protect yourself physically if you got to protect yourself. But arguing and fighting and comparing yourself to others and trying to make somebody be the way you want them to be and to try to make people love you and all that crap. Lay all that down and work on yourself. Know thyself, all right? I am out of time. The Hake Report is coming up now. The Hake, HAKEReport.com. And after that, Joel Friday TV, he black. And then after that, the American Anchor Baby at 4 p.m. At 2 p.m., Punchy TV, of course. P-U-N-C-H-I-E, Punchy.TV. So, I'll be back tomorrow if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. Thank you for your support. James out of Indiana. Taka out of Mexico, New Mexico. Kevin out of Ohio. Jesse from L.A. And somebody else that just hung up. I am out of time. But work on yourself, folks. Know thyself. And thank you all for calling. Have a good day. So I asked the question, are you better than a child molester? I've discovered over the 30 years of counseling, the one thing that's missing, the one thing that's missing, and I think because it's not taught in the homes or talked about, we don't have examples of it, right, is love. Our theme this year is to bring back Christianity, to love God with all our heart, soul, and might, our neighbor as ourselves, and to endure. And there, when you're in a fallen state, people will judge the molester but think they're better than the molester. And I ask, well, why do you think you're better? What I realize, it doesn't matter what you think about yourself or how much you have or don't have or how you accomplish things in life or don't. If you have no love, you have nothing. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-